George Steinbrenner died yesterday at the age of 80 of a heart attack. In his 38 years as owner of the New York Yankees, he built a team that won consistently to the annoyance of everyone else in the country. But the team under his thumb was anything but consistent. The Yankees went through 15 different managers under Steinbrenner's helm, Billy Martin, 5 different times. Joining us now is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
First, let's talk about what you think is the legacy of George Steinbrenner in his chosen profession, in baseball.
Well, he was the oldest owner. He was the senior owner amongst the owners in baseball at his passing. So he was sort of the grandfather of the owners and the grandfather of baseball in many ways. He ushered in this freewheeling, free spending era, and he was the king of that. But I think what's important is that for years he had figured out a sort of a recipe for winning. You know, there was a lull in the 80s, and that we all know, with Don Mattingly and Dave Winfield that were the stars, but they didn't make it to the big, you know, to the pennants or the World Series. But he figured out the recipe for winning. You have a manager, even though he's changed managers 22 times, and you have good players, you have players around them. And then I think the key recipe for that success is the owner's passion and consistent focus on winning, and you need that sort of that energy at the top of the helm. And at the end of the day, that's what's carrying through for the Yankees. The fact that he's passing that torch on to his sons, and they're going to be that rock in ownership.
Well, he certainly brought definitely into the headlines this idea of holding people accountable. I wanted to play this clip from Seinfeld because I think that George Steinbrenner became something that was beyond just the owner of a team. He actually became a cultural icon.
You know, George, as painful as it is, I've had to let a few people go over the years. Yogi Berra, Lou Piniella, Bucky Dent, Billy Martin, Dallas Green, Dick Houser, Bill Verdon, Billy Martin, Stump Merrill, Billy Martin, Bob Lemon, Billy Martin.
That's obviously Larry David impersonating George Steinbrenner on Seinfeld. And, you know, Steinbrenner became something beyond just a successful owner. I mean, his style, his braggadocio, his sort of swagger, some would say arrogance, that became, in the way that Yogi Berra did, an icon for people.
I agree. And actually, Maureen Dowd has a very interesting column about how that evolved, how that came about, that actually him allowing them to use his name and the Yankees and the show. And it's actually pretty funny, and it's in the New York Times today. I think that part of the thing is that, you know, Steinbrenner was used to spending money, and a part of that braggadocio comes from the ability to say, hey, we're going to spend money on this free agent, we're going to bring in this guy, we're going to bring in this person.
But it wasn't just money for money's sake. And it was about winning.
And I agree with that, and I think that a lot of people have attacked him for that. But any owner in baseball, in any sport for that matter, spends money to win a championship. That's what they do. That's what the nature of the sport. But he just had a little bit more money, and he used it perhaps more wisely than other owners in other, you know, in other situations.
Other owners, though, sometimes get accused now of nickel and diming teams because of George Steinbrenner. They say, why aren't you investing in the team?
So that's interesting. So he kind of rose all the boats, you know,
right,
that people expect their owners to be that adamant, like George Patton, which was one of his idols. He looked up to George Patton and George MacArthur. They expect them to be strong like that.
Okay. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, remembering George Steinbrenner and all the many echoes of that guy's personality.
Good morning.